This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This March, the horse Top Kick is going to be the first horse ever to receive a humanitarian award. Although it may seem odd for a horse to receive a humanitarian award, the man who owned Top Kick, Tom Haney, said the award is well-deserved.
Well, the humanitarian award has never been given to a horse from any organization that registers horses. And he is the first in the United States, first in Illinois. And most people or horses that are in any kind of Hall of Fame have either won a lot of points or won a lot of money. And this horse never won any points or won any money. But every time he's on television, 600,000 people saw him. And he was on there for years, and he was out in the public making personal appearances, and he never charged them a dime. They got it for free. But he was what I would call a four-legged Bob Hope. He could make you smile, laugh, and clap every time. That's how good he was. And my wife was his keeper. She took care of him. She made sure that he was clean. She made sure that his mind was right. And she was in the arena every time we showed him. And when I would call for a trick, she would cue him, and he would do it. So that's how we went. And we were all over the United States, and I could tell stories that I think would make you smile for what he did and how he affected the public. But he was a showman.
And what does it mean to you to have Top Kick receive this award?
Well, you spend your life with horses, and like I have, I went to one-room schoolhouse, and Dad bought us an old paint mare and a two-wheel cart, and that's how we got there. And so I've known horses all my life, but once in a great while, in fact, I don't know how you would rate it, but you never come across one like this one. He could think. He knew what he was doing. You could take him to a grade school and little kids run around him. He would never move. He would stand like a statue. And one day we were in a stall, and a good friend of mine was standing next to a water bucket hanging on the wall. And for some reason or other, he just grabbed that water bucket and dumped it on him. Well, I assume he was thinking about doing it. But when the show was over, he would get behind my wife, put his forehead in her back, and shove her out the arena, say, "It's time to go home." And those sort of things you never forget.
Well, he definitely sounds like quite the unforgettable horse. Can you tell me a little bit about his life?
Well, he was died when he was 20, and he was born and raised on the farm. And he was an older horse before we started doing the tricks, and he just took to him like a kid in the candy store, and he never forgot him. You could lay him off for 6 months, and he'd still remember every one of them. The sad part was that when we had to put him down, that was a terrible day. And the vet said, we can't save him, and we don't want to make him suffer. And he said, "Where do you want me to drop him?" And my wife said, "You're not dropping him." I said, "I'll take him out here in the pasture. We'll lay him down where the mare run, and we'll go from there." And whenever the vet put him to sleep, he didn't die by himself. His head was in my wife's lap. And so that was a tough day.
I'm sure every horse owner who has experienced something like that can empathize with you. And why did you decide to start training Top Kick to do tricks and decide to start taking him to various events?
Well, you just have to look at them and see what they're doing. You know, the horses are like people. A lot of them are good-natured, some of them are in between, and some of them are just bad-natured. Well, he was different. You could just tell he was thinking about stuff. If he didn't lock the door up tight, he'd get out. And so that was one reason we started that sort of thing. And a guy came along and said, "Yeah, I'll make a trick horse out of him." And so he started, and then we took over. And it just kind of went that direction. We had so many different events that we attended, and people liked what they saw. And so, well, we might as well just keep at it.
Well, it sounds like it was quite the experience, and I've heard a lot of people say that they may teach horses a lot, but they learn more from their horses. So do you feel that you learned some life lessons from Top Kick?
You learn a lot of things about a horse. Like I told you earlier, he would stand in a ridge school and never move. Come breeding time, get out of the way. And so one thing we did learn is that he knew where he was all the time. You could take him into a rural king store, turn him loose, he'd go up and down those aisles by himself when they were videotaping him. And I told my wife, I said, you know, if he could talk and had some money, he'd buy some, because that's just the way he was. And some of the shows we went to, we always like to get the kids involved. And there was one little boy watching him real close one day, and so I went over and asked him, I said, how old are you? And he said, he's 5 years old. I said, okay. I cued my wife to what he said, and what horse he just, on his right front leg, he counted, and just hit five times right there with that front leg. And I went back over and asked that little boy, I said, how did that horse know that? And the little boy told me, he says, he just knows. And there were so many things that took place. Handicap, special needs folk we entertained. If we went to a hospital, we'd have to do it in a parking lot. They wouldn't let us in. But a lot of other things like that. And it was, so you learn from the horse and how he respects people and how he reacts to people. And he was a people's horse.
All right. And back to the Humanitarian Award. Do you know when you're going to receive the award?
It will be March the 14th at Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. That's when they're going to give the award out. And I said, it's going to be on RFD if people want to watch for that. And it's going to be in the Quarter Horse magazines and I think a Western Horseman and a few others that will tell the story about what this horse has done for people. You know, I said, if you come in and you were a grouch and you watched him perform and you went out a grouch, you needed some real help, because there wasn't any time that I ever saw anybody didn't start smiling and laughing and clapping when he started in. We would ask him questions. He could do yes or no. Those kind of things. Angela, I could tie you up with a rope and he'd come over and untie you. He'd look for that knot. He'd then work it till it was done and you'd be free.
Well, I'd have to thank him very much for that then. And I'm sure that many people are very jealous that they never had the chance to see him perform, and those who did get to see him perform are very thankful.
Well, the ones that did, even today, after all this time he's been gone, you talk to people about seeing him on television, the one reaction we have is that, oh, yes, and they start smiling. And once in a while, they'll be laughing. And I say, I don't know how many comedians out there, after they're dead and gone, could get that response from people that remember what he did.
Well, very good. And it sounds like this Humanitarian Award from the Palomino Horses Association is going to be very well deserved. Tom, are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with us about Top Kick before we go here today?
He was one of a kind. And I've been in the horse business. I got a 50-year Breeders Award because I've been doing it for so long. And I've got horses in Mexico, Canada, Europe that we sold. And I've seen them all. And I put on rodeos and bull buckouts and all that sort of thing. But I've never had an animal that would do so much and give so much to the public as this horse.
Again, that was Tom Haney speaking about the horse Top Kick, who will become the first horse to receive a Humanitarian Award from the Palomino Horse Association. That's all for the Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.